The New Science of Physical Health.
So in this short lesson, it absolutely blows my mind of the data that has a 95% confidence level in terms of its outcomes about the topic of hypertension. If you've never really understood high blood pressure, it's something you've been to the doctor, you've heard about it, it is absolutely dangerous. I sat down with one of Australia's, and I spent maybe almost a year in his office, going to his home, one of Australia's leading cardiologists. This particular cardiologist I'm talking about, but I won't mention my name here, has his own nationally syndicated radio show here in Australia, appears regularly on TV, and is seen at speaking at different corporate events around the world, as well as, so he has a media career and a speaking career in helping people to understand and protect their heart health. And he's had a 40-year career with his own cardiology practice. He did such a terrific human being. Came and did a full heart scan on me and a whole workup on my body. We spent a lot of time together talking and having meetings together and talking about different things related to the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death, catastrophic cardiovascular events, the number two thing out of my big four that I work on with the perfect health lesson, help people to lower their risk of and drive down their clinical complications from the big four. So catastrophic cardiovascular events, which happens to be the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death worldwide. Within that classification, though, is this area of hypertension. So I'm with this doctor, this world-renowned cardiologist, very respected, treats thousands and thousands of patients here in Sydney, Australia. And he said to me, Shane, one thing that is the most critical for every person who walks into his medical practice, he's got a great medical practice, got a lot of staff at work for him, in a very nice part of Sydney. When people walk in, he said, the one thing, as soon as they hit 50 years of age, or actually he's even talking about now at 40 years of age, that he is ultra concerned about is a person that has high blood pressure, known as hypertension. And that kind of got my attention, the whole concept of, he said to me, and it stuck in my mind, it was about 10 years ago, he said to me that high blood pressure, hypertension, is the number one factor that I want to look at the second they walk into my office. And I go, why is that? He said, because it has the most amount of immediate danger to a person's risk of sickness, disease, and premature death. You know what? That's not something I think the average person is aware of. That has the most, if you talk to a cardiologist, someone who's got, I mean, like I said, a national syndicated radio show here in Australia, every Sunday night. I can't remember what the name of it is now. Talking Health, maybe? Anyway, it's a fantastic program. And the guy is so knowledgeable. He said, that's the number one problem. And let me just run through for you. So the whole concept of high blood pressure is really pretty simple to understand, but its prevalence is off the chart. Before I run through the definitions of high blood pressure, and then I want to get into the health adaptation or high blood pressure, because remember, in this little short lesson here, we're looking at things that are anti-atherosclerosis. If you drive down any risk you have, clinical risk, medical risk of having high blood pressure, so I'll define that in just a moment. If you have any area of complications in there, before I define it, I want to talk to you about the prevalence of it. I got off track there a little bit. I want to talk about the prevalence of it worldwide. So where I live in Australia, there's about 35%, no, about 32% of Australians, almost between 32 and 34% of Australian adults that have got high blood pressure. Now, I talked to another doctor here, a world-leading professor of vascular medicine, Professor Alta Shute. She's a South African doctor who's also been the president of the World Hypertension Association. And there's more lessons from her available inside the Outsmart Classroom, which is a part of the Perfect Health Lesson that we're unveiling here in 2024. So talking to Professor Alta Shute, and she said to me, this also stunned me, in places like Australia and America, for every 100 people that we have that who have hypertension, remember this other doctor that I talked about who I spent a lot of time working with, he, the cardiologist, said that it's the number one cause of concern for him as a cardiologist. Professor Altershut said to me, for every 100 people who've got it, only about 30% of people are being treated for it. Now, its danger is unfathomable. It's unbelievable how much danger it actually causes. So we'll come to that in just a second. But not many people in America and Australia are actually being treated with it, even though they've got it. Now, treated with it means going to a doctor, getting diagnosed that you have high blood pressure and having some type of medication. That's what being treated is from a medical perspective. That's from a teaching perspective, from my perspective, that's not what we do. The perfect health lesson and the component that we're looking at right now is how does raising your CRF score, now that's the first component that we learned inside the perfect health lesson, how does raising your CRF score, cardiorespiratory fitness score, so how do you find out what that is, how do you track it, how do you do it simply using our software? That's all available in the link inside the show notes. That's, hey, you want answers to those questions? Go to the link in the show notes. But how does raising that drive down your clinical risk of the world that's going on inside your blood vessels right now? Remember, if you've followed me along before, and this sounds bizarre, you have enough blood vessels inside the human body between your brain, your kidneys, your arms, your chest. I mean, you've got no idea how many blood vessels are inside a human kidney. It's insane. But you have enough blood vessels if laid end to end that you would wrap around the earth. That is bizarre. How do you think there's enough? How is it possible there's enough blood vessels inside my body, your body, mine, anybody's body, to wrap around the earth? That's just like, that's insane, but that's actually what it is. Because of the number and the volume of blood vessels inside places like the brain and the kidney, even around the heart and all throughout the rest of your body. Hypertension is simply like this. You have a pipe that's meant to be elastic. Now you have these, that's your blood vessels. Now it's not one pipe. You have major pipes coming out of your heart, like the ascending aorta, the descending aorta, the two biggest blood vessels that come out of our hearts. And then you have all these tiny, tiny, small ones around the rest of your body, like your kidney and your brains. You have a bigger one going up your neck called the carotid artery. So you've got these blood vessels all around your body, like literally tens of thousands of kilometers or miles of blood vessels. Imagine that all end to end going around the earth as one pipe. It's meant to be flexible and elastic, and it is when you're a teenager. But once you move into the decade of your 20s, so between 20 and 30, there's a natural process that begins to happen inside the blood vessel walls where it begins to become less elastic. And sometimes in some places in the body, there's less volume of space for the blood to flow through. Those two mechanisms, and I'm not going into how that all happens right now, but having less elastic blood vessels that kick off between the age of 20 and 30, and there's various reasons that begins to happen, but having less elastic blood vessels and having a smaller pipe because it's getting smaller because of various mechanisms for most people. That's now put us in a position where there's at least in most countries, places like China, there's 274 million people, last count, that have high blood pressure. And the most dangerous thing that cardiologist I worked with 10 years ago said to me that he has a concern for when people turn up to his practice, the most dangerous thing, high blood pressure, 274 million people, about 25% of people in China, 30% in America, about 34% in Australia, about 30% in places like India. So in America, there's about 122 million people that got high blood pressure. So that's laying the scope and the land of it. But then I'll just quickly define high blood pressure because I want to get into the mechanisms of CRF scores and driving down your clinical complications from high blood pressure. So health adaptations. How do you get health adaptations that happen inside the human body? And what are those health adaptations? when it comes to raising your CRF score, the core principle inside the Perfect Health lesson, where we teach you everything you need to know about inside one lesson. That's why it's called the Perfect Health lesson. So, high blood pressure. What we start out here at normal blood pressure, 120 over 80. It's millimeters of hemoglobin's blood pressure. 120 over 80. Now, that's called normal. Doc, the cardiologist I talked to, that guy we're talking about, a doctor here has the radio show, he said to me he'd actually prefer to see people even lower, 110 over 70, because of the problems. It's like hypertension is a trigger mechanism to causing other issues inside the body. That's why it's so dangerous. Not going into all of the issues, we will as we go through the health adaptations. But 120 to 129 over 80, that's elevated. That means it's getting higher than what the doctors want it to be able to, want it to. Stage one hypertension, 130 to 139 over 80 to 89. So the top one is called systolic, the bottom one is called diastolic, millimeters of hemoglobin. Stage two hypertension, 140 over 90, 140 systolic, 90 diastolic. Hypertensive crisis, and not stage three, but that's after stage two. Hypertensive crisis, 180 systolic over 120 diastolic. That's a hypertensive crisis, severe condition requiring immediate medical attention as it poses an imminent risk of organ damage, stroke, heart attack, and other life-threatening complications. So we have this core foundation principle that we talk about inside the Perfect Health lesson, and we lead you through exactly what it means. Your CRF score, worldwide evidence for it. We covered that previously. The number one thing you have to concentrate on. If you raise your CRF score, so for example, mine is in the top percentile for my age and my gender. So I'm in the age bracket of 55 to 60-year-old males, and my CRF score is in the top 2.5% for my age and gender. I'm not an athlete by any stretch of the imagination, but from a medical classification perspective and exercise physiology perspective, I'm in the top 2.5%. Now, what happens then to the human body, the health adaptations? How does raising your CRF score, and this is the rest of this episode, this lesson, how does that, raising that CRF score, then drive down your clinical risk of ever having hypertension? So let me walk you through now about seven different things. Very quickly, by the way, because this is what you need to know about the health adaptations that happen to 100% of people, and I keep saying this over and over again every time I talk about health adaptations, 100% of people who raise their CRF scores will get positive molecular and physiological health adaptations. When it comes to hypertension, there's massively destructive disease on a worldwide basis, not just here in Australia. It's almost certainly where you live. This is the medical and scientific mechanisms involved. If you raise your CRF score, this is why hypertension gets driven down and you get back down into normal and you get back down into even the healthiest range. So first thing it does, it enhances something called endothelial function. Improving your CRF score fosters better endothelial function. What's endothelium? It's the skin and the cells on the inside of all those blood vessels that wrap around the earth. What happens is you get, every time you raise your, you go and do physical activity, planned or unplanned, we go into what that is inside the Perfect Health lesson. Every time you do that, you get this release of a molecule called nitric oxide into the endothelium in the blood vessel, which helps with something called vasodilation, an increase in the flexibility and the elasticity of the blood vessels. So important. This dilation, the vasodilation, the increased flexibility, leads to wider blood vessels, reducing resistance and thus lowering blood pressure. And nitric oxide as a molecule has a short half-life. So it enters your bloodstream, causes vasodilation. So between your 20s and 30s, when you start to get stiffer arteries, less flexible arteries, permanently, by the way, if you don't put nitric oxide into them. Then between your 30s and 40s, you get an increase of stiffening. So it's progressive. doesn't stay at one level. Between 40 and 50, the stiffness increases again. That's a stiff pipe, liquid going through it. The less flexible it is, the higher the pressure. That's simple dynamics. Then 50 to 60, where I am, I'm in my late 50s now. But one of the things that I do is I've decided to raise my CRF score. The health adaptation wall, every time I do that, on pretty much a daily basis and I'm tracking it, then a really simple process, by the way, that's all inside the Perfect Health Lesson. Every time I do that, the nitric oxide molecules continue to increase the vasodilation and elasticity of my blood vessels. That's the first thing that raising your CRF score does, the health adaptations that it creates. It drives nitric oxide in the blood vessels. I love thinking about that process. And inside the Perfect Health Lesson book and the classroom that goes with the Perfect Health Lesson, the online classroom, I've got some visuals around what that looks like. Like really cool visuals inside the book and a video visual inside the classroom. So then you get vascular adaptations. CRF, this is number two, health adaptation by raising your CRF score that drives down your hypertension risk, clinical risk. CRF improvements associated with structural and functional adaptations in the blood vessels and increases the flexibility and dilation capacity of blood vessels, allowing for better blood flow and reducing the pressure against arterial walls. So you increase the actual size of the blood vessel on a permanent basis. That's what vascular adaptations mean. Then you get an improvement in something called the autonomic nervous system regulation. The correct dose of physical activity to raise your CRF score influences the autonomic nervous system, promotes a balance between something called your sympathetic and parasympathetic activities. Lower sympathetic tone and reduces your resting heart rate that aids in decreased blood pressure as the heart pumps more efficiently with less effort. So the average person that doesn't raise a CRF score has a higher resting heart rate. That's called your sympathetic process, sympathetic tone. So someone who doesn't raise their CRF score, like I've decided to, they might have a resting heart rate of 80 beats a minute. Mine is about 61 beats per minute. But what the effect of that is that it decreases the blood pressure as my heart pumps every single minute, and it makes my heart be more efficient with less effort. So it improves the autonomic nervous system, the speed with which my heart pumps. That's probably the best way to say it. Number four health adaptation, the inflammatory response. Chronic inflammation contributes to elevated blood pressure. The correct dose of physical activity the outcome of the correct dose of physical activity, talk about that inside the Perfect Health Lesson, raises your CRF score and reduces inflammation by releasing something called anti-inflammatory mediators. This reduction in inflammation positively impacts blood pressure regulation by driving it down. That is so cool that 100% of people will get an improved inflammatory response, 100% of people who raise their CRF score. That'll drive down your risk of getting hypertension. It's like it almost becomes physically impossible to have high blood pressure by raising your CRF score. If you've got high blood pressure, once you get cleared from your doctor to be involved in physical activity, you will see this driving down of your blood pressure through the correct dose of physical activity. And as you go from the lowest percentile for your age and gender of CRF score into the next category, so we call it very poor, poor, average, superior, and excellent. They're the different categories in each age and gender. And the goal is just to simply go up the table. And I'll walk you through exactly how to do that. But here's the coolest thing, 100% of people will respond that way. It's not going to be, it might happen to you. If you do this, see what's different about this than nutrition programs or anything else. 100% of people who raise their CRF score will get the impact that I've just talked about in those first four things. Here's the number five thing. 100% of people will get this. It's called cardiac efficiency. Improved CRF scores lead to an enhanced cardiac function. A stronger and more efficient heart can pump with less force and decrease the pressure against arterial walls, reducing your blood pressure. So you get this improved, we call it stroke volume, and that improves your cardiac efficiency, the amount that you can pump blood. So here's the number six thing that happens to 100% of people who raise this number six health adaptation, positive adaptation. It influences your blood volume and fluid regulation. Raising your CRS score impacts the volume of blood and the fluid regulation in the body. Over time, this can contribute to a decrease in your blood pressure as the body becomes more adept at managing fluid levels efficiently. So instead of having a large volume of liquid inside the blood vessel, you have a better regulation of that blood volume and it drives down your blood pressure because you get a molecular change in the way in which it regulates your blood volume and fluid regulation inside the blood vessel walls. And finally, number seven, health adaptation. The correct dose of physical activity and increasing your CRF score. That's why I love the software I use inside the Perfect Health Lesson, which I want people to have, because it tells me what my CRF score is on a daily basis and it predicts where I'll be in 90 days based on the dose of physical activity I had today. Planned or unplanned physical activity. Unplanned means like walking upstairs, like a whole flight of stairs because the lift is out. That is unplanned physical activity and it contributes to these first six things. And the last thing, number seven, health adaptation. You get hormonal regulation. Raising your CRF score influences the secretion, trying to say that too quickly, and balance of various hormones related to blood pressure regulation, such as adrenaline and cortisol. This regulation can aid in maintaining healthier blood pressure levels. So these mechanisms, those seven things that I've walked through, I'll give you the titles: enhanced endothelial function, vascular adaptations, improvement in autonomic nervous system regulation, and improved inflammatory response, decreasing inflammation, improved cardiac efficiency, blood volume and fluid regulation, and hormonal regulation. These mechanisms, when activated through consistent and appropriate raising of your CRF scores, collectively contribute to lowering your clinical risk of hypertension. I can tell you now, like I'm 57 years of old. I've never had high blood pressure. I don't have it because I cause those seven things to happen to me on a regular basis. And I use the software inside the health impact software, inside the Perfect Health Lesson, to track those things. It enables my body to regulate my blood flow, reduce stress on the cardiovascular system, and enhance my overall vascular health. That means I'm at lower risk of the number two of the big four things that I concentrate in on the Perfect Health Lesson, catastrophic cardiovascular events. But that's it, everybody. Finished on this lesson about the health adaptation related to this topic called hypertension, which everyone's heard about. But my observation after all the years of teaching is very, very few people are aware of its critical and catastrophic impact on your risk of premature death, having high blood pressure. It's so simple to check, but it's also so simple to drive down your clinical risk. Right, we finished off this one. The next one that we are going into, when I say the next one, I mean the next health adaptation. We've covered two health adaptations here. The next health adaptation, we're continuing on with looking at things that are anti-atherosclerosis. If you don't know what that is, go back to the previous lesson. I go through the definition of what anti-atherosclerosis means. So we talked about inflammation decrease. We talked about a little bit. I'm going to go into more detail in the next health adaptation lesson about decreasing inflammation. And I'm going to go into that in the fourth one. I'm going to go into increasing your insulin uptake. So how does raising your CRF score, how does that change your insulin uptake, and what does that even mean? They're the next two lessons to look forward to. And then after that, we finish the first four in the impact quadrant of anti-atherosclerosis. We're going to define what thrombosis is, and we're going to show you how raising your CRF score is anti-thrombotic. Then we move on to anti-ischemic, and then we move on to anti-arrhythmic. Then we finish that diagram. Then we move on to the molecular benefit map. I'm so excited about all those things. Can't wait to walk through the rest of those lessons with me. Thanks for joining me. See you at the next lesson, where we're going to go and deep dive into, over about a 15-20 minute period, how does raising your CRF score impact inflammation and decrease your clinical risk of that particular problem inside the human body. Bye for now, everybody. See you at the next lesson. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024, called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.